Tuna is the main export of the United States' southernmost territory, and the Star-Kissed cannery there relies on deliveries from the U.S.-flagged Distant Waters Fishing Fleet. Their operations became more expensive after NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, closed U.S. waters to purse seiners as of June 15th, and the island nation of Kiribati closed its vast exclusive economic zone as well. Brian Halloran, executive director of the American Tuna Boat Association, said that all 37 U.S.-flagged vessels are now on the high seas in the waters of treaty Pacific Island nations, but he noted, some of those areas are far away from American Samoa. Under the current treaty, the U.S. provides $90 million per year in aid to 17 Pacific Island nations. $21 million of that comes from the federal government. But the treaty with the U.S. covers just a small fraction of a huge international industry. In testimony before a United Nations Security Council meeting on small island developing states last week, Toke Talagi, the Prime Minister of Niue, said tuna worth $3.4 billion was taken from the waters of Pacific Island nations last year, with another $400 million worth taken illegally. While often described as one of the poorest nations on earth, he said Niue just needs a fair share of the wealth from its fish and from minerals beneath its seabed. We're not poor, we are rich, he told the Security Council. But you make us poor, some of you. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.